Anti-American sentiment seems not only to be present but even growing in many parts of the world. But as our guest commentator David Elwood suggests, anti-Americanism is not new. Neither is it all alike, wherever it exists, in its context or in its origins.
Anti-Americanism is a catch-all phrase for a variety of thought categories or behavior. It bundles together a lot of people who should really be kept separate. First, those intent on attacking America the nation, the government, the foreign policy, the institutions. Then those who find repugnant whatever or whoever is American, the way of life, the symbols, objects, products, and the people. Finally, there are the critics of Americanism, those who reject the explicit values and ideals of the United States, the principles of the American creed. Classical anti-Americanism, then, mixes up what America is, or is alleged to be, with what America does, or is alleged to do. But the full phenomenon we see today came into being only after passing through an evolution. There have been three broad but distinct phases. First, from the birth of the Republic onwards, came the build-up of all the representations, images, and stereotypes created by the aristocratic travellers from Europe and the emigrants of the 19th century. Then came reactions to the challenge of economic power and the American model of modernization, principally from the 1910s and 20s onwards. Lastly came responses to the organized projection of U.S. political, strategic, and ideological power, anticipated by Woodrow Wilson, but fully realized only after America's entry into World War II. U.S. superpower status post-1945 brought the decisive change. But without the two categories of precedent and pretext supplied by history, this development alone would never have attracted the resentments and envies which classical anti-Americanism has expressed. It's this range of sources which explains why some varieties of the phenomenon are produced by internal crises within the societies which articulate them as much as anything done by America. After the Cold War ended, for instance, explicit resistance took the form not so much of rejection of whatever the United States stood for, produced, or did, but of struggle against the perceived inevitability of convergence on the American pattern. In the American-led year of globalization, in other words, the old 1920s modernization challenge was back. Then came the Iraq crisis to remind us that the hard power question never went away, and it is inescapable in any historical discussion of anti-Americanism. But in all the opposition, one could hear more than anger at a foreign policy choice. It was brand backlash which held the day.
You've been listening to David Elwood, professor of international history at the University of Bologna and the author of a forthcoming book on America and the politics of modernization in Europe from 1898 to the present, to be published by Oxford University Press. His commentary comes to us courtesy of the History News Network.